This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732, like I said, 5563. I want you involved. I want you engaged. I want you doing, I want you being involved in a conversation and paying attention so you get the information you need to push back on others. Because you're going to get a lot of misinformation, and frankly, you need to go check it out. It ain't that hard. I'm no joke. It ain't that hard. Anyway, after the break, Thomas Wrench is going to join me. He's the lead attorney in several major cases brought in Ohio, New Mexico, Maine, and nationally against the CDC and the DHHS. Right now they're pushing on forcing kids or vaccinating kids under 15 years old. They want them to stop that. So they filed a lawsuit on the dangers of doing that kind of thing and how bad it is for the kids. We'll see how far he gets with it, where he thinks he's going to get with it. We'll have him on after the break. Christian Rockstar says the critical theory woke ideology is sparking a civil war among Christians. Well, I got to tell you something. I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer, but I don't know how. I'm not joking. I'm dead serious. The article says, for years, John Cooper's been known for his role as the lead singer in the Christian rock band Skillet. But recently, he's become more outspoken about what he sees as a serious threat to Christianity in America. And I'm telling you, the serious threat, really, is these foo-foo churches, these foo-foo pastors who say that God is all about love, therefore you have to deal everything in a loving way. Well, what is a loving way? I mean, what if you tell your kids no? You know, over something that they're doing or not doing or what have you. They can't go somewhere. They can't go to a party. They can't do certain things. If you don't love them, what does that mean? In an interview with a news source, Cooper discussed the views on critical theory. He's written a book called Awake and Alive to Truth, How Christians Should Handle the Hot-Button Issues Like Racism. Now, I'm going to read you some of his responses here because, you know, it's a video, whatever, it's just too long. When he was asked about his book and how you had this experience of turning away from the temptation of having this great career, but also not including Jesus in it, it was a little bit after that when you started to notice those different things that were going on in the churches. He said, yeah, it was funny that way. But it was a couple of years later, probably 2012, when I really began noticing so much was happening. I didn't understand some of the terminologies that were being used. All of a sudden, we had a big move on at the time. I would not have known to call it social justice. But now I realize what it's called, why it's called social justice. But we had all the social justice activism happening. I was finding myself confused about where to land. I knew I wanted to be a light to the world, and I wanted to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I believe a part of that loving people and helping the poor and so on and so forth, but there were things about the social justice movement that gave me a lot of red flags. Didn't quite understand what was happening. He said, that's when I began to really delve into culture, philosophy, and those type of things. You know, I know it's kind of a cliche thing to say, but the Bible doesn't compel you anywhere. It doesn't tell you anywhere that you're supposed to go and compel the government to use tax money. Are you listening? To use tax money to help the sick and poor. They tell you to go do it. You go take care of them. You feed them. Not the government. Every one of us, through our churches or through ourselves, should be helping people in need in your community. Should you be able to do so? And actually, you should be able to do so. The reporter said, you know, asked him a question. Said, look, this is a lot of this is theoretical and abstract. What you're going to? The reporter said, I think people are probably still wondering, what if I see Black Lives Matter flag at my church, or what if they use the term systemic racism? What do I do with that? His response was, I think one of the most difficult issues has to do with the language and the definition of terms. I am with him. I'm totally with him. We hear these terms. I've been bringing this up on my school board. I want the terms defined before we use them. I don't know what they mean. And if I don't know what they mean, and I'm the simpleton of the group, there'll be a lot of other people that don't know what they mean. Right? I don't understand some of the stuff that they come up with. White deconstructionalism? What does that mean? What's the construct that we have to take apart? That they're white? That there is male and female? Which one? He said in 13 to 14, the time was I would read things and I'm like, oh, well, that doesn't sound right, or that sounds kind of off. He said it took him several years to realize that people... Now, think about something. He's paying attention. He's watching. He's listening. He's asking questions. Many of you don't even do that. You hear or you listen or something happens and you say, whatever, that doesn't sound right. And you blow it off. You don't realize it's going into your kids' ears, into their lives. They're having to deal with it. And, you know, and he talks about social justice and some of these terminologies meaning two different things. This is nothing new, people. Remember, I told you, side by side, you get a Democrat that says, I want immigration reform. You get a Republican that says, I want immigration reform. They might as well be from different planets. Right? One is a non-check, open border, come on in, let us know when you get settled kind of immigration plan. The other is build a wall, let me know you're here, or else. Show me, see your host. This is Real Side. Be back in a few minutes.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back. You listen to Real Sound of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the conversation. I really do appreciate the time that you are spending with us. And you do need to be involved. You do need to be engaged. And you need to get informed. As I tell you guys on a regular basis, let's not be them. Let's not be the ones that you rail on a regular basis. That you make fun of or what have you. Because they don't have the information. Don't do the same thing they do. It's really that simple. Again, as I said before, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I've asked Thomas Rentsch to join me. He's the lead attorney in several major cases brought in Ohio and New Mexico, Maine, and other places against the CDC. But his recent one is he wants the DHHS to stop vaccinating kids under 50 Well, gee, say it ain't so, Thomas. I mean, welcome to the show, but why would you be against kids being vaccinated and being safe and keeping them away from the flu?
Well, I think the mainstream media is going to say because I'm a monster, but, you know, the reality of it really is more about me wanting to keep kids safe. I've got an 11-year-old and an 8-year-old, and my favorite part of life is being a dad. I love it. And, you know, here's the thing. I'm working with doctors all over the world on this. I've been working with them for over a year. There is literally, statistically, zero risk to children from COVID-19. Zero. There is none. So, you know, they don't spread it. It's not killing them. Why would you ever, ever consent to letting your child be the subject of an experiment? And that's what this is. These vaccines, they're not tested on children. There's no studies. There's nothing. There's nothing backing up their safety or efficacy for children. So why would you experiment on your kids for something?
Look, I agree with you. But let me ask you, let's back up for a second. On the vaccines, they're more experimental, and I get that. And I understand that, but not everybody does. So, you know, what do you mean they're experimental? I mean, why would the government approve something that was experimental for so many people?
Well, they didn't approve it. It's not approved at all. It's given an emergency use authorization, and that's completely different than approval. You know, approving a drug takes years. It's a very complex process. It requires tons of testing, all sorts of things. This, they threw out this joke of a test that they used as a premise to give an emergency use authorization. It wasn't a full authorization. It's not an approved drug. It's just an emergency use authorization. And I, being the nerd that I am, actually read it. And what it says is it says, hey, this vaccine, it's probably not going to necessarily stop the spread of COVID. You could still get COVID. It might lessen your symptoms. And, you know, you might get all sorts of side effects, but we're not real sure. And somehow, Fauci and crew took that and got it safe and effective.
Wow. That's scary in and of itself. I mean, seriously. That they're willing to sell us down the road like that, because we're supposed to be able to trust the government. They're supposed to protect us, you know, and that kind of thing. And this is just amazing to me. The other thing I find interesting, I'm sure you've done some of this homework or what have you. When you get in front of a judge, there was only one judge here in Los Angeles who finally opened his mouth and said, look, I need to see some science. I can't rule on this without science, which I thought was interesting. He's one of the first I heard, a while back that said that. I mean, you're finding that in other places or not?
We're seeing it depends on where you're at. I mean, a lot of judges are very reticent to look at the science. I don't know why. I mean, you know, ultimately, if you're a judge, your job is to judge the dispute. And the dispute is both a matter of law and fact. And in this case, the law is as clear as day on a lot of these things. But the problem is the facts are just greatly in dispute. They're just outright wrong. We've been lied to for over a year. We've been lied to in more ways than I can count. It's starting to come out now. But the facts are in dispute. And so, you know, it just depends on the judge.
Yeah, it is amazing. Just look at the numbers here. And if you're not a well-educated, if you would, person, you tend to poo-poo yourself. You know, I've talked to people who will say, look, I don't have a great education. I barely made it out of high school, but the doctors are saying this. The, you know, CDC says this, the whatever. And you've got to look at the numbers because they really don't make sense. How is it that we had, what was it, last I checked, 23 or 24 deaths from the seasonal flu of kids under 12 last year? It makes no sense to me. We usually have up in the hundreds. And then the year before that, I was looking at the numbers for seasonal flu deaths, and they're almost non-existent compared to the year before that. So you're seeing them give us numbers that you would think they would do something to at least make them fall in line.
Yeah, no, they've lied about the numbers from the beginning. March 24th of 2020, they issued a rule where they decided that, it's really not necessary to determine if cause of death is actually cause of death when it relates to COVID. That rule was promulgated, and it specifically states in that rule that they expect that the change in the methodology for determining cause of death will result in COVID being the cause of death more times than not. They go on to say that if you have someone who dies and they have any symptoms that could potentially be of COVID and you don't mark it as a COVID death, they're going to follow up with it. But if you mark anything as a COVID death, they're probably not going to follow up with it. So, yeah, I mean, they've been lying about these statistics. I mean, the flu thing, all they did was everybody that died from the flu, they just said it was a COVID death. I mean, they just miscategorized it. So,
I've heard that from doctors. I've heard that from nurses. I've heard that from so many people. And I'm just amazed that you can't get a judge to listen to that.
Well, we're trying to get one to listen to it in the Northern District of Ohio. We have a case on that. We're challenging the death counts and the PCR testing because both are just outright frauds. They're as false as can be. They're absolute garbage. And it was done intentionally. I mean, it was, you know, we changed the way that you count deaths so that we can create this crisis that we never had. I mean, this is a real disease. It's killed people. I lost my father-in-law, who I loved dearly, to it. I was very close to him. So I know it's a real disease, and I know it is dangerous to, you know, particularly people who are way older. But there are a ton of safe and effective treatments, real safe and effective treatments, not this vaccine that's an experiment.
All right, listen, we got to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. I'm going to get more into this on the other side. Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side. Don't go far.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden had a big meeting with South Korean President Moon Jae-in. One main topic was denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. Biden was asked if he would meet with Kim Jong-un. He said he would with some preconditions.
But what I would not do is I would not do what had been done in the recent past. I would not give him all that he's looking for, is national, international recognition as legitimate.
The president was also asked about the ceasefire in the Middle East and what of the Democratic Party's shifting stance on Israel.
There is no shift in my commitment, the commitment to the security of Israel, period. No shift, not at all. But I tell you what there is a shift in. The shift is that we still need a two-state solution. It is the only answer.
This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
There is the theory of the Möbius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
We are back. Joseph Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's how you become part of the solution. Got to get informed first. If you don't get informed, and again, I'm going to keep pounding this home with you. I'm watching what some of you are putting up on Facebook and other places. Like, my God, just read something, okay? If you're going to get involved, you need to have your knowledge as your ammunition. Because you'll shut them down, and you'll know you've shut them down when they get so mad at you they start calling you names. Thomas French is joining me. He's the lead attorney in several major cases in Ohio and New Mexico and other places. It has to do with the CDC, the DH, the DHHS. I was only at one. But right now, he's suing the DHHS to stop the vaccination of under 15-year-olds. And Thomas, thanks for joining me. I appreciate your time with me.
Oh, I'm happy to be here. This is fun.
You know, it's you know, you're talking about kids under 15. This drug hasn't been tested on them, as far as I know. I think all the trials were done on adults, were they not?
Yeah, I mean, they did. They were trying to determine whether what they call the test on these 12 to 15 year olds actually constituted a test. We know that if it was, it was a very poor test. I mean, it's just an absolute joke. They aren't testing it. It's an untested drug. They don't need to, because there's no reason to test it. There's nothing good going to come from the test for these people, because they're doing this for money. If they test it, all it's going to do is show that the drug is dangerous, and there is no danger to kids from COVID. None.
No, it's almost non-existent in my area, which I find, you know, they were up in arms that there were 2,000 kids playing sports. That's the other thing. You know, they want the kids playing sports to wear masks, which is totally asinine. But they had 2,000 kids out in the field, you know, playing and doing sports and what have you. And within a week or so, 18. Now, I want you to think about that number. 18 kids tested positive for COVID. No symptoms. They're all asymptomatic. And everybody was going on their minds with them. Say, wait a minute. If any of you take a science class or a statistics class or even a math class, I mean, 2,000 and then 18, your science teacher would send you back and say, you did something wrong. And, you know, the number's too low, right?
Yeah, it's absurd. And who cares? So what? So what if they got it? When kids do get it, they don't die. They get a little bit of a fever and they're a little sick for a day or two and that's it. And they're generally not spreading it. There's been plenty of studies that have shown that, you know, I mean, kids are not vectors of transmission. They just aren't. It's not impossible, but it's very, very low likelihood. So this is all nonsense. This is all just absurdity. What I can tell you is killing kids is the suicides and the mental health problems that we're giving them because we're making them stay at home and we're trying to scare them to death. What is killing kids is the constant barrage of just terror and fear porn that we're inflicting on them. I had a report of a kid who was 10 years old, became so scared of COVID because he heard this nonstop crap all the time. He was so scared, and he knew it was transmitted through saliva, you know, droplets. So he wouldn't swallow because he was worried about swallowing his own spit. He ended up hospitalized for starvation symptoms because he wouldn't eat, he wouldn't swallow. I mean, what are we doing to our kids? What are we doing?
I agree with you. We have taught these kids to be fearful and afraid. It was one of the things, again, we were talking about in the last hour about, you know, you have over 50% or just under 50% of millennials don't believe in God or a higher power or what have you. They make the decisions on their own. They don't know who to believe. High school teachers, one of the most trusted and revered people in the community. I mean, all this stuff just makes me nuts.
Well, I mean, not to get into a totally other field, but I mean, are you talking about a high school teacher that's pushing critical race theory down their throat and then telling them they're going to die from COVID? I mean, yeah.
Pretty much. Yeah, you're right.
So. I mean, we got to look at what we're doing to these kids. I mean, it's unbelievable. You know, they're not dying from COVID. They are dying from mental health. Why are we killing our children? Why are we then experimenting on them? This is not a safe and effective drug.
They will not talk about it. It's really funny. Like, I'm watching the other school board members in and around my area in Southern California, and they're talking about all these wellness centers, and they're talking about, you know, things they have to do to take care of the kids. But when it comes to mental health, they talk about it, but they never relate it to something. They never, like what's going on now. I'm telling them there's going to be a tsunami when these kids get back to school for a lot of reasons. One is, you know, the emotions are going to run rampant. Some of their kids, some of their friends won't be going back to the school, so they won't see those friends. Some of the teachers aren't coming back. Are we ready for this? I don't think we are.
Well, it's a disaster second to none. And, you know, that's our future, right?
Yep.
The kids are our future. Look at what we're doing to them. Look at what we're doing. I mean, education is so important. We talk about it every year. You know, it's interesting. I listened to the importance of the school lunch program through 8 years of Obama.
Yep.
You can't have a school lunch program when you don't have school. You know, the school lunch program, well, it's the only hot meal they get a day. They need nutrition. Okay. Well, shouldn't they go to school then? We're keeping them home. Why are we keeping them home? No one can answer. CDC, okay? The CDC lies through their teeth about these statistics, but let me tell you what the CDC said. The CDC has less than 300 children listed as having been dead from the COVID-19, right? Less than 300 of the 72 million-ish children in this country. Figure that out statistically. And by the way, of that less than 300, I want to say around 170-some, were listed with influenza symptoms, so under normal death counts, they would have probably been called flu deaths. So you figure, how many have actually died from this? And the answer is statistically zero. Zero. What are we doing? It's unbelievable.
Thomas, are you finding a lot of attorneys and or even doctors that are on your side with this?
They're common. I will tell you, when I started this fight, I had one other guy, attorney here in Ohio, who had the backbone to stand with me, and that was it. That was it. We couldn't even get people to return our calls.
Wow.
Now, a year later, I feel like the dam's starting to crack a little bit. People are starting to realize that They've been part of human experimentation. They've been a part of the greatest fraud ever perpetrated on the American people. I think it's interesting. It looks like to me, from the inside, like they're trying to set up a couple people to be fall guys on this. But
ultimately,
we want to get to the root of it.
You know, what's funny about this, and not funny, ha-ha, obviously, but Robert Kennedy, who would not be on the same aisle as I am, or you probably, he had come to California through a friend of mine. We were trying to get, and he shouldn't need any help, getting some meetings with some of the assembly people and the elected people up there in Sacramento, California. And he couldn't get any time with them. They knew what he wanted, so they wouldn't give him any time. And here's a guy that's just as liberal as they are, on the same side of the aisle as them, would be lockstep with them on probably 98.6% of the other stuff that comes through. And he wants to talk about these vaccines and the problems they're going to have. And he couldn't find an audience. What does that tell you?
Yeah, well, I mean, they don't want to hear it. They just don't want to hear it. And, you know, there's a lot of very smart people that have been told these lies for over a year and have fallen for it. And it's a hard thing when you've fallen for a lie this badly to come back and realize, you know what, I was completely made a fool of. I was completely defrauded. I mean, that's a tough thing to do, you know. And I understand that is a tough thing for people. But, you know, I don't have any interest in – I don't think anybody should have interest in making this an issue, you know, where we want to rub it in that you guys made mistakes. What we want to do is we want to get back to living. We want to free our children. We want to hold the people behind this accountable. They deserve to be held accountable. These are crimes against humanity. Absolutely, we've got it in our case. I hope people read that. But we want to get back to being Americans, get back to being free, and we want to get back to our kids having a future. So, you know, that's where we're at. So you got to, you may not want to listen to it, but just please.
Well, we'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You know what? Somebody's got to pay for the show. We'll be back in a few minutes.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paycheck. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties.
So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Slime me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
We are back. Joe Basile, your host. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do. I want you involved. I want you engaged. I want you to be part of the solution because that's the only way we're going to get anything done. Next hour, you got me. You're stuck with me the whole hour. What can I tell you? Thomas Rentz joins me. He's the lead attorney in several major cases brought in states like Ohio, New Mexico, Maine, and nationally. He's nationally out against the CDC and DHHS regarding the COVID-19, the lockdowns. You saw how well they worked, right? Anyway, right now he's in a lawsuit with against DHHS to stop the vaccination of kids under 15. So, Thomas, thanks for joining me. I really appreciate your time.
This has been fun. I'm enjoying it.
I'm glad. I mean, this is again, this boggles the mind of the average American who is looking at this and actually now questioning themselves. And say, you know, am I wrong about this? Or am I wrong for following the guy? I mean, they're creating a lot of confusion. And you see it even in your own friends, I'm sure, or people that you know, that you're acquainted with, are very confused about this stuff, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. I mean, absolutely. But that was intent, right?
Oh, yeah.
We had that confusion.
Yep.
Yeah. But for the confusion, we can't get the control. So... you know, yeah, there's certainly a lot of confusion. You know, I watch as they change and change and change and change. you know, what it meant to be an emergency, what it meant to be in a crisis. You know, we finally come up with these COVID dashboards. By the way, you know who came up with those?
The COVID dashboard?
Yeah, did you guys got you get that out in do you have those out in California, the dashboard that the counties color coded and they talk about
all
the cases?
Yeah.
So those came from a group. It's called Resolve to Save Lives, and that sounds pretty good, right? Don't we all want to save lives? You know where that group came from, though, right?
No, I do not. Good.
Well, it was funded by the Gates Foundation, Bloomberg, and Zuckerman. So, I mean, clearly there's no problem there. It was headed up by a former Obama CDC guy, and basically their purpose in doing this, and by the way, it wasn't just in California. They actually did this in places all over the world. So if you think this is not a coordinated thing, FYI, Resolve to Save Lives. So Resolve to Save Lives is running around the world telling people how to scare the hell out of their population, and, you know, putting out these COVID dashboards, which were just one of the most unbelievable things I've ever seen. They were designed in a way where you would never, ever, ever not have COVID emergencies, right? I mean, there's just no way to not have it. And yeah, it's interesting because a lot of it relied on things like cases, which relied on things like the PCR tests. And, you know, those PCR tests, by the way,
yeah,
most of them, if you read their instruction manuals, and don't, and you don't want to do this because then you'll be a conspiracy theorist, but if you read them, you'd see a warning label for most of the instruction manuals that says these tests should not be used to diagnose COVID-19. So,
this stuff never stops for me. And again, it is totally subjective when you have, like I said, counties here in California, and they're deciding, you know, when kids go back to school, when they don't, how they wear masks, where they wear masks, how they're going to operate when they're in school. And I'm thinking to myself, most of these people have never been involved in the education system at all. And let's go past that a little ways. How is it that we can just be, even in major cities, we can be so different in the numbers that we come up with? Because it has to be somewhat subjective. And based on what I've seen over the last 3 years, again, when it comes to the seasonal flu, heart disease, cancer, what have you, aren't you amazed at how some of those numbers have dropped so much?
Well, I mean, you got to understand, if you're dying, you have COVID. Yeah, just because you were hit by a bus doesn't mean that you died from that. You died, you coughed while you died, so you must have COVID.
The bus driver could have had COVID. You know, the guy could have been walking his way over to the hospital to be checked for COVID. It's, you know, it's just easy to call. And they get a huge amount of money for that, don't they?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There's lots of money. They had to buy the silencing hospital system somehow. Yeah. And, you know, by the way, you'll find something. If you talk to most of the doctors or nurses, you know, if you can get them to open up, most of them know this is a big crock. But the problem is that if they speak out, they're getting fired.
Yep.
Because the guy that runs the big, giant, mega hospital system, the bonuses for hospital CEOs this year have been absolutely out of control. And it's not because they made so much money on elective surgeries. It's because they've gotten so much money fed to them from the federal government for COVID. So, you know, this is something, it doesn't matter where you look. Everywhere you look, you feel dirty after you look there when you're looking at this issue.
Yeah, the sad part, again, is the amount of misinformation that's out there. Parents don't know where to turn. They don't know who to trust. You know, it's an emotional thing. They're pulling at your heartstrings. These are your kids. So it really, in my opinion, it's really tough on them. And it'd be great, you know, the doctors that came forward in the very beginning, well, I won't say the very beginning, but, you know, shortly after this thing really started hitting stupidity, look at how they were treated. Look what was said about them.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we have, you know, all over the country. I got doctors who, you know, they're having to fight to keep their medical licenses. You know, not because they did anything wrong, but because they did something right. They actually spoke out. They were ethical. They tried to say, you know, hey, we think that this is what's best for our patients. And, you know, this cabal of monsters go after them. I mean, it's sad. It's terrifying. It's not American, I'll tell you that. But
you had said earlier that you believe that they're looking for scapegoats here. They're trying to find somebody that can pin this on, pin the misinformation on, or what have you. My God, you talk about a sacrificial lamb the size of an elephant. That's what they're looking for, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think they're moving in that direction. You know, as people start fighting back and waking up, as the truth of this comes out, you know, as people like you have the courage to put it on air, well, you know, truth is something that's really hard to cover up. Yeah, they've had to convince an entire country that what people were seeing in their normal day-to-day lives wasn't true, because people weren't seeing everybody and their brother die. They weren't seeing a crisis. So they had to convince people that this was happening despite what they were seeing. And that's a tough thing to do. So now, you know, they're seeing these cracks coming. They're seeing issues. They want to hold on to the vaccine because the vaccine is that's the money train. We got to keep that going. But, you know, maybe we can find, you know, a scapegoat for at least some of this, right? And I think that's kind of where we're going.
You know, some of the questions that we're being asked, we've got a chat room up, and some of the emails that I've been getting, it's so true. The way that the people have run to this vaccine, if you would, and you think about all the other drugs that have been tested in the past, it's been approved, you know, it's safe and effective to take. I always love, and I know this is an old joke, but I always love what comes up after you see these commercials. You know, you could be a sudden heart attack, you know, bad diarrhea. I mean, they go through all these things you could possibly have, and you're simply trying to, you know, control your acid reflux or something. Just crazy what they allow to go out there after testing. So you can only imagine where these are at, right?
That's for sure. And you know what's great about what you just said? So I got a question for all your listeners who've gotten the jab. When you went to get that jab, did someone set you down beforehand and did they say to you, listen, sir or ma'am, or if you're something in between, we're going to give you an experimental injection. It's not authorized. It's not approved. It's actually only authorized under an emergency use authorization. This experimental injection is approved for emergency use authorization to reduce symptoms of COVID-19. It does not stop the spread of COVID-19. And it does not cure COVID-19. So you may still get it, but if you do get it, the symptoms might be less. We don't know for sure. The side effects could range from death, impotence, sterility, blood clots, anaphylaxis, etc., etc. And there's a lot more that we don't actually know that could come from this. Do you give me your informed consent for me to give you this vaccine?
I would have stopped you 200 words ago.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
Yeah. Well, that under the law is what they're required to do. How many of you had that happen? And the answer is none, because they aren't doing it. Because if they did, no one would get this.
So let me ask you, we've only got half a minute left here. Tell people where they can find you, get more information about you, and that kind of thing.
Friends-law.com, America's Frontline Doctors, and Make Americans Free Again.
Now, there you go, people. Can't make it easier than that for you. Get informed, get engaged before you open your mouth and do anything else. I am Joe Senior, your host. Like I said, a lot more coming up in the next hour. Don't go far. We'll be back in a few.